We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
What's up, guys? Beer here back in the Fantasy Bar with six of my favorite plays on Yahoo for Wednesday night. Three bats for you, under $20 a pitcher, I think is the most mispriced guy on the entire site, and a beast of the night in a dream spot here tonight. Who are we looking at on Yahoo? Belly up to the Fantasy Bar and find out. Welcome in, guys. Wednesday edition beers, Daily Fantasy Six Pack back once again here in the Fantasy Bar. Tonight we're going to look at Yahoo with six of my favorite plays over there, guys. But before we look at Yahoo, get over to RotoGrinders. Get signed up for RotoGrinders Premium. Premium projections, podcasts, video shows, plenty of tools to help make you a better daily fantasy player. Can sign up for the season, can sign up by the month, whatever site you prefer, all the sites, a lot of different ways that you can do it. Get over to RotoGrinders and check out RotoGrinders Premium today. Now, let's take a look at my favorite plays for this five-game main slate on Wednesday night. Let's start in the outfield with Kiki Hernandez, $16. So Hernandez, one of those guys I love against left-handed pitching. You know, the numbers bear it out. When you look over the course of his career, more home runs against left-handers than right-handers in less at-bats. Batting average, 52 points higher over his career against lefties. WOBA, 70 points higher against lefties than righties. ISO, 61 points higher against lefties. You get the story. We could go on and on and on. So last season, a little bit down for Hernandez against lefties, but I'm going to trust that long-range track record against them over the course of his career. Even over the last two seasons combined, nice 249 ISO, so you get that power. 376 was the weighted OBA, and just with a 276 BABIP across those two seasons. So BABIP, batting average on balls in play, a little bit lower than the average you'd see. So the numbers could be even a little bit higher here for Hernandez against lefties. But Derek Holland, you guys know I love to pick on this guy. You see that hard contact rate over the last two seasons, over 43%, a 377 WOBA allowed during that same time span, and a 234 ISO, a guy that gives up home runs against a guy that hits home runs and hits lefties well. Simple math, loving Kiki Hernandez tonight to lead us off at $16. All right, let's stay under $20, and let's stay in the outfield. Pick number two, Kyle Schwarber, $17. So Julio Teheran, a guy that's like Holland struggles with righties, Julio Teheran, his Achilles heel has been left-handed bats. You know, had one season where he was at least serviceable, but over the course of his career, this guy has really struggled with lefties. And Schwarber, a guy that hits the fastball very well, 282 ISO against that pitch. Teheran uses that around 43% of the time against left-handed hitters. Also has a changeup that he uses around 15% of the time against left-handed hitters. Well, that's not going to be good against Schwarber either. A big 438 ISO against that pitch. And Teheran, we can go on and on about his struggles with lefties. It shows in the strikeout rate last season. 27% against right-handers, just 17% against lefties. Not to mention a 17% walk rate. One of the highest numbers that you will ever see here. Putting guys on base, serving up a lot of fly balls. Not a good combination here against the power hitter left-hander in Kyle Schwarber. Now, let's stay with the Cubs with more left-handed bats at first base with Anthony Rizzo, just $18. So really like this price on Anthony Rizzo. Was shocked that he was under $20, but at this price, I'm definitely going to be buying. He led the Cubs in WOBA against righties last season, approaching 400. And we talked about pitches with Tehran, the fastball, the changeup with Schwarber. And when you dig into the numbers here on our Plate IQ tool here on RotoGrinders, you're going to see a 350 weighted OBA on every single pitch that Tehran throws for Anthony Rizzo. So you don't often find a guy that hits every single pitch well. It's a good matchup for Anthony Rizzo. Again, gives up a ton of fly balls, a lot of hard contact approaching 40%. The K rate for Anthony Rizzo, under 10% against right-handed hitters. So a guy that's putting the ball in play, a guy that's allowing people to put the ball in play. Again, simple math here. Love the Cubs lefties here in this matchup, especially under $20 with Schwarber and Anthony Rizzo. All right, let's go back to the well and the guy we had yesterday at third base with Alex Bregman, just $20. Again, really like this price on Bregman. You know, I thought he'd be a little bit more expensive here, but another good matchup for him. So let's plug him right back into that lineup. 407 WOBA, 247 ISO against lefties last season. And again, let's dig into the pitches here. Fastball, slider, that's going to account for 84% of Mike Minor's pitches to righties. 379 WOBA, 268 ISO for Bregman against the fastball, and even better against that slider. 450 WOBA, 350 is the ISO for him there. And Minor, like Tehran, like Holland, lots of fly balls, lots of hard contact. 46.5% fly ball rate is not going to be good against this Houston lineup that hits for a ton of power, and the hard contact at 37.5%. Fly balls and hard contact, bad math here against power hitters. Love Alex Bregman tonight at just $20. All right, let's get you a pitcher here, two pitcher site on Yahoo. I mentioned the most mispriced guy on Yahoo tonight, in my opinion, Ross Stripling, just $38. So we have a five-game main slate here tonight, means we have 10 starting pitchers, and on Yahoo, Stripling comes in as the sixth priced pitcher. When you look over on DraftKings, over on FanDuel, he is the second highest priced pitcher on both of those starts. So take advantage of it here on Yahoo at just $38. Now let's start digging into some numbers here against the Giants. That price obviously stands out, but so do some of these numbers. You see that strikeout rate at over 29% against left-handed hitters. The Giants right now projected to have five lefties in that lineup. You add the pitcher, that's six guys that you're getting almost a 30% strikeout rate against. There's not an ISO over 200 in that Giants lineup against right-handed pitchers from last season's number. Only one WOBA over 315 for the Giants, and that's Brandon Belt, who's a lefty. So we're getting that 29.5% strikeout rate there. And the Dodgers offense in a great spot here against Holland should give Stripling plenty of run support here. I know he doesn't pitch deep into the games, but this is a great matchup. I think we get six strong out of him. Let's call seven strikeouts here at least for Ross Stripling at that $38 price point. We'll take that every night of the week. All right, it's time to take a look at my favorite play here tonight on Yahoo, guys. But before we do that, I want to know who your favorite play is. Get in that comment section. Who's your beast of the night here on this five-gamer on Wednesday night? While you're there on YouTube, if you enjoy stopping by the Fantasy Bar, hey, very simple. All I ask of you guys, take a second, click that thumbs up button. Really helps us out and means a lot to me. I want to say thank you to everybody once again for stopping by the Fantasy Bar. Now, let's take a look at my favorite play. You know him as the Beast of the Night. All right, Beast time. We're going to go right back to the well on another guy we had the other day. Outfielder J.D. Martinez, $25. Tonight's Beast of the Night. So if you could sit down and design the best possible matchup for a guy that's pretty close to what we have here with J.D. Martinez against Marco Estrada. We know J.D., one of the best right-handed hitters in the league against right-handed pitching. In fact, one of the best hitters in the league in general against right-handed pitching. Second in home runs in the league. Third in ISO. Third in WOBA. Second in slugging. Second in OPS. Again, we could go on and on and on here. The point is top three in almost every major category against right-handed pitching last season. 315 ISO, 443 was the WOBA, nice 13% high-value hit rate. So right there is about nine stats in the favor of J.D. Martinez. Now let's flip the script and take a look at Marco Estrada against right-handed hitters. 396 WOBA allowed at 258 ISO. So giving up a ton of power, over two home runs per nine innings to right-handed hitters. FIP, XFIP, both approaching six a 55.5% fly ball rate. Again, not a great number against a powerful Boston lineup and allowing over 10.5%. And allowing over a 10.5% high value hit rate as well. Add it all up. JD Premier against right-handed pitchers. Marco Estrada, awful against right-handed hitters. Easily makes JD Martinez my favorite play on this slate and tonight's beast of the night. All right, guys, that wraps up here for the Wednesday night slate on Yahoo. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, hit me up in that comment section. You can also reach out and follow me at BeerMakersFan. If you're playing on FanDuel, on DraftKings, these are bats I like across the board. So not just Yahoo here. Wanted to focus on their pricing, but guys, you can play all across the industry. For rotogrinders.com, I am Beer saying salut. Best of luck here tonight, guys. We'll take tomorrow off. The Beer Man's going to be down at opening day for the Detroit Tigers. So if you're down there, you see me, stop by, say hi, we'll have a beer. We'll be back on Friday with more baseball for a big Friday night slate. Good luck tonight, guys, and we'll see you.
Hey, thanks for checking out our videos. If you want more expert advice on DraftKings, FanDuel, or any other daily fantasy sports, make sure you check out the current videos playlist